Hi there. We are so glad to see you here in our little town. You may have heard of us before, and while you can't believe everything you read, we hope you're prepared to enjoy your stay. Because here, anything can happen. So, lock your doors, set aside your assumptions, broaden your mind, and enjoy your trip to Superstition. Episode 6, Pocket Trick.
Have you ever seen a monster? I'm not being metaphorical. I have to trust you're going to believe what I say. If you think I'm lying, people always think I'm lying, but I'm not. This is the part of the story where things get weird. So, have you ever seen a monster? Most people keep their sordid secrets tucked behind closed doors. There's nothing extraordinary about that. They don't go climbing through your bedroom window. It's different when you see something you know you're not supposed to. I think I'm in over my head this time. I knew I wasn't going to sleep well after Tom and I found Kate's car. So when I woke up somewhere between 1 and 2 in the morning, I thought I was, floating somewhere in that fuzzy space between waking and dreams. The dark in my hotel room felt heavy and absolute, except for the sound. Old houses have mice. I rolled over and tried to ignore it, remembering my dream that had started like this. But then, night air, coming in from the window as it slid open. The room I'm renting is up on the 3rd story, back away from the street without a tree or trellis for anyone to reach it. But I felt cool air move against my face, so I opened my eyes again. Someone was sitting in my open window. No, something. It was shaped like a man, and in the dark, that's what I thought it was, a fully grown man sitting on the windowsill, holding on to the inside of the frame with both hands. But then he moved. It moved into the streetlight outside, and I saw its face. No person alive has a face like that. The arms were twice as long as they should be, elbows misplaced, and fingers elastic as they clutched the window. Its legs were double-jointed like an insect. What I could see of the ankles and wrists looked loose, shifting and rustling, not skin. And its face, I think it was made of wax. Someone's joke of a face, pulled from a nightmare. A twisted jaw and something dark and cold were its eyes. I don't know if it had eyes, really, but I knew that it saw me. It watched me, and I watched it, frozen, like an insect pinned to a corkboard. And then it tilted its head, quick and boneless like an owl. Nearly sideways, the face rearranged itself into something that passed for a smile. That's when I tried to run. I didn't get very far. I fell out of bed, and as I did, it moved too, up the wall and onto the ceiling like a spider, like a nightmare. My first panic thought was that it was there for me, that I'd be the next printed face tacked up inside the local bar with missing under my photograph. But it moved, and I knew that I was just an inconvenience and that it was here for another reason. I tried for fast, but it was faster. I lunged. It scuttled. My hand touched the cover of Sam's journal a second too late. It grabbed my wrist and pushed me backwards, a grip like sandpaper. My hands reached out and grasped at nothing. And for one long, horrible moment, I stared into its face. Something about it almost familiar. For a moment, I swore that something was looking out through its eyes and that it saw me. And then it was gone. It flew backwards out of the window faster than thought, and even though I was right behind it, I could see nothing but the quiet street as I looked out. It hadn't left anything behind, except an absence of the journal I'd hoped would hold more answers, and my own frantic, pounding heart, and a handful of straw clutched in my fist. Oh, it's you. Good. Come in. Here. Close the door.
Of course it's me. You called me. Are you okay? Is this about what you found last night?
What? Yeah. Great. Never better. We found Kate's car. But I said that on the phone, didn't I?
Yeah, you did. What's going on? You look a bit...
I'm fine.
Well,
I'm fine.
Unwell.
I didn't really, sleep much. I do have something for you. Stay right there, or come here, whatever. Sorry, I know this hotel room is kind of a mess.
It's fine. It's really, artistic.
You're looking at me like I'm gonna chop my ear off.
No, I just think you might benefit from a shower. Is this about finding the car? You didn't get arrested, did you?
I got a strongly worded warning about my nose and places it shouldn't be, but no. I don't know. Everything has to do with something else, but I haven't figured out what any of it means. I need you to do me a favor.
Okay.
Here, take this.
This is a folder of photos.
Yeah.
And a metal box covered in dirt.
That too. I need you to keep it somewhere safe. Somewhere nobody will find it.
Are you sure you want to give this to me? These photos of your mom?
Yeah. Well, I made copies.
Something's happened.
Just do it, would you? I don't know anybody else around here that I can trust.
And you trust me with this?
Yeah, I guess so.
You know, there's some stuff that I should... never mind. Tell me what happened.
It's not important.
I'm sure it is. You're freaking out.
Someone broke in here and stole Sam's journal. I have to make sure it doesn't come for anything else.
It?
You can't tell me that I'm making things up because I know how this sounds, but I also know what I saw.
You think I'd tell you that?
It was a monster.
A monster? What kind?
I'm not exactly an expert. For a moment, it looked like a person, but it had this horrible face. And it was here, but it wasn't at the same time. It was like a golem.
I'm... guessing you do not mean the Pokemon.
That's not really what it was, but I can't think of another way to describe it. A creature that looks like a man but isn't, brought to life to serve its creator. But I don't think there are any pissed off rabbis in town. It came in through the window, and it was made of straw.
A scarecrow.
Yeah, now that you mention it, I should have torched it. How about a little fire?
Are you all right?
I'm freaked the fuck out, okay? And Sam's journal is missing. I don't know how it ends, and I don't know who would want it, and I don't know what that thing would have done to me if I hadn't woken up.
I think you should get out of here. I think we both should.
And what? Call the police?
Very funny.
I'm not gonna just leave.
If someone sent that thing here, then I don't think we should stay here any longer. Leave your truck, we can take my bike. Bring anything that matters and leave the rest for now. I'm taking it as a compliment. A sincere one.
What?
That you're trusting me with this. and that you're not running as fast as you can towards the city limits.
Well, I'm not exactly known for my common sense.
I've been told I have too much of it, so that makes us evenly matched. Let's go.
Like I've been saying, I know how that sounds. There are some details between then and this that I haven't filled in. I was going to put them in a line and force them to make sense, but that was before I was visited by what passes for a late-night burglar in superstition. It made everything else feel so mundane. I haven't even told you what I found in the box buried on the cemetery mound. That thing, that monster, wanted the journal. It didn't go after the box. It didn't go after me. That makes me wonder if it even matters. If I'm really being led on some wild goose chase by someone who wants me looking in another direction. Misdirection is the central secret of any good magician, isn't it? A little hand wave, a little patter, and your pocket trick is an unexplainable marvel. And I had to admit, I felt like I was being played. But why? Who? For what reason? And to what end?
Here, set your stuff down. I'll make coffee. Wanna tell me what happened after you and Tom found the car?
He called the chief of police, is what happened. I'm his new best friend. He seemed more concerned about us than about the damn car. Apparently, it was on private property.
Someone owns that bunch of trees and rocks in the middle of nowhere?
Good place for a summer home? The captain wouldn't tell us who it belongs to. And he said if he caught me meddling again, he'd arrest me.
Do you have any idea what they think happened to Kate?
I don't know, but I have a guess. I think she knew him.
Him?
Statistically, it's more likely. I think she let him into her apartment, and they left together in a hurry, which explains why she locked the door. They got into her car together, and then... No, let's just open this box, because I have the suspicion it's been sitting on top of that rock for 15 years. Ah, there we go. Could you... do you mind?
Here.
Nothing phases you, does it?
Some things do. There's a photo in here. Is this you?
Yeah. And my brother. And... that's them. I was 12. The last Hanukkah we all spent together. It's really from them, isn't it?
Look at your hair.
Yeah, okay. I was 12.
There's something else in here, too. A note.
It's another fucking limerick, I swear.
It's not. A riddle?
What?
Listen. Dear Jack, when camping in the desert, always be sure to turn your boots over before you put them on. I like to hide inside, and I'll catch you with my sting. What am I? The fuck does that mean? A scorpion?
Ugh, they crawl in your shoes? Wait, what's that at the end there?
Numbers, and one line. Take another look.
It looks like a phone number, or an address?
No, it's not an address. They're coordinates.
All right, Boy Scout.
I'm serious. Here, let me find out if I'm right. See, it's west of here, off the highway, but northeast of the cemetery mound.
You've got to be fucking kidding me. It's that land. Private property? Where we found Kate's car.
Are you sure?
As sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti.
Do you hear yourself when you speak?
Whatever it is, it's not over. Not yet.
Jack.
Yeah.
What are you going to do now?
I need to make a call.
Okay.
Also... I have an idea, but I need your permission.
Why would you need my permission?
Because if it goes badly, I don't want it to be just my fault.
St. James residents, this is Daniel speaking.
Hey Dan. I didn't expect you to pick up.
Jacqueline? Yeah, the baby's got indigestion, so I'm up.
Hey, I got a good one for you. You ready?
Sure. All right.
All right. How many tickles do you have to give an octopus to get him to laugh?
How many?
10. 10 tickles. Get it? Tentacles? Hey!
Okay, you got me. The kids will love that one. Here's one for you. A three-legged dog walks into a bar and says to the bartender, "I'm looking for the man who shot my paw."
I can't even laugh at that.
There's something wrong with your sense of humor.
Yeah.
Jack, where the hell are you? I was about to call someone serious to start looking.
I'm fine, and I'm really glad you didn't go and do that. I'm in Arizona.
Arizona?
Yeah, town called Superstition.
I never heard of it. What the hell's in Arizona?
A whole lot of rocks, and some cacti if you drive south enough. I'm here because of, work.
Work?
Yeah, work. Something came up.
And how long will work keep you there?
I'm not sure.
You're not sure? I think maybe you ought to find another job.
It's not... It's important. Like I said, something came up. Urgent, I guess.
So urgent you couldn't call me and tell me where you were headed before you left?
Look, I didn't mean to not tell you, I just...
What's going on?
Nothing's going on, Dan. There's just something in this town I want to check out, and I don't know how long it's going to take.
Check out?
I guess.
Are you in some kind of trouble? You can tell me.
No, I'm not. Just because I didn't tell you doesn't mean it's something bad. Maybe I just didn't want you to know.
You know you can always come and stay with Roxy and I if you are. The kids would love to see you, and I wouldn't mind either.
I'm not. I'm fine, like I said. You just wanted to talk to me to berate me? Could have said that in your message.
I just can't handle it when you take off like that, Jack. I had no idea where you were, and you know I assumed the worst, and I... It's okay if you're sunk. Just come back and we'll sort it out.
It isn't like that! You're not listening to me! I'm not gonna go anywhere until I figure out what...
Figure out what?
Nothing. None of your business.
This is... It's back around to that, is it? Is that what this is?
I didn't say anything about them. Not anything.
Jackie...
Don't call me that. Don't condescend to me because you think I'm always about to fly off the handle or run off on a treasure hunt or something insane.
Jack, wait. I didn't mean that...
I called you to explain, but I see now that was real stupid of me because this is important. And it's not something you'd understand anyway because you're over there still talking to me like I'm a kid.
Stop acting like one and I won't. I don't think that. Not really. I just know that you can't keep doing this. Running off from your problems, going after something that's not going to happen. I worry about you. The stuff you do, sometimes I think about Mom and how she'd get...
Don't.
You've got to grow up sometime.
Not today.
Jack.
I don't know why I called. You don't want to listen to me. You never do. You just want to laugh, like... Everybody else always does. Just like everybody else.
Why don't you try me, huh? What were you gonna tell me?
Never fucking mind.
Jack!
This is as far as we can go on this road. Whew, it's darker than hell out here. Are you sure this can't wait until tomorrow morning?
Easier for us to get caught in the daylight.
That doesn't make me feel better. Are you sure the coordinates you found lead to the same spot? What are the odds of that?
Never tell me the odds.
You asked for that one. You also got into a truck with us and only started asking questions once we left the edge of town.
We need your help. Could mean anything. Maybe your cat got stuck up a tree. Jack, you said you have a plan. Will you tell me what it is now that we're out of the truck?
The plan now that we're out of the truck is to figure out a plan.
No. Whatever's about to happen, it better not.
I just want to take a look around.
I hate you. I really think we should turn around. I need a warrant to search this land. Probable cause. We don't know who it belongs to.
Give me your flashlight. Was this fence here before?
We came in from the west yesterday. Trespassing is illegal, you know.
Technically illegal. Sure. What do you think, Izzy?
We're about 2 miles from where you found Kate's car. If we do this now, we'll have enough time to get there and back before anyone realizes we even left town.
Where are you going?
Either solving a riddle or committing a crime. I'll see when I get to the other side of this fence.
Do you really think this is worth it?
I won't know until I know.
The shortest way to the point doesn't have to be through the middle of a crime scene.
Don't tell me you don't think there's something fishy about this. Too many things are pointing me to this land. And I can't just wait around for the next thing to happen. I've waited too long. Now that the journal's gone, this is my next move.
Wait, the journal's gone?
Yeah, a scarecrow monster stole it.
What?
I'll explain later. Let's do this.
You're just gonna go along with this.
I didn't have any other plans tonight.
Why am I the only one worried about the fact that Chief O'Connell said he'd arrest you if he caught you out here?
Oh, I'm assuming Jack has a plan for that.
Sure do.
Don't get caught?
Yep. Give me that wire cutter.
No, don't do that!
Are you sure bringing him along was the right call?
Destroying the fence makes it look like you're breaking in here on purpose. Use your brain. If we get caught, you need a defense.
Yep, I'm sure.
I'll boost you over.
Kate's car should be somewhere up here, right? It's hard to tell in the dark.
This is where the coordinates said we should go.
This is it, but it's not. The car's gone.
No way. Where did it go?
They probably towed it back to town yesterday.
I hate to say it, but he's got a point. They'd haul it back to the station, right? And is the car really what you're looking for, Jack?
No, you're right, it isn't. There has to be something else, something...
Ugh, not again, Jack!
Splitting up from a group and wandering off alone is how people fall down ravines and die!
Then come with me!
For fuck's sake, wait up!
Jack, keep your light on at least! Hold on!
My light is on! It's right here! Come on, what's taking you so long?
I see it, I think. Jack!
Jack, come back.
Well, fine. Just wait there. I really just want to see what's over this ridge. I'll be right back.
I can't see her at all. She was right there, and now she's...
Tom, where'd you go? Do not fucking play with me right now.
Guys? Is this some kind of joke? Guys? Hey, what the fuck is wrong with you guys? This isn't funny. Hello? Wait a minute. I was just walking toward that ridge, wasn't I? And now it's behind me. Did I really get turned around just like that? I guess I'll just head back the way I came. Running off on your own is how you get lost. You're a dumbass, Jacqueline. Someday your inability to listen to anybody else other than your own inner monologue is gonna get you... No. This isn't right either. I was just moving away from the ridge, but now it's right in front of me. Again. And where did all this fog come from? Should I just wait for them to find me, or...
There is nothing here for you, Jackie.
What the hell? This joke is really not funny, you...
There's no trick to it. It's just an old-fashioned disappearing act. You really thought you'd be the one to pull back the curtain? Naivete isn't a good look for you. Making something out of nothing isn't possible. You will not find what you're looking for.
Are you listening to me, Tom?
Used to notice that something was right.
You used to when you were kids.
Truth is, they probably left
back
to get away from you.
Obvious to me.
People always do.
Dad,
your mother had all kinds of secrets that she never shared with
you. I was wondering if she was going to
be
faster.
Do you think you'd even
pour their beer?
Do you think they want to know? You will not find. You will not find. What the fuck?
Oh, thank God. Where the hell did you two go?
I told you not to run off.
Oh, you were right there, and then you weren't, and there was this voice, or...
You heard it too?
I heard something.
So did I. It sounded like... someone I haven't seen in a long time. Are you both okay?
I'm kind of freaked out, honestly. Where the hell are we? This isn't where we started. I can't see the car.
It should be south of us. But it's not.
I know where we are.
You do?
Jack, look behind you. Does that look familiar?
Yeah. It's the ring of stones from the postcard. We found it? I shouldn't even be surprised.
It's huge. I had no idea anything like that was out here. Did you?
I think we're very far from where we started.
There has to be something there. Something waiting.
Are you sure that's a good idea?
No.
Well, then let me get my gun out. If we're going, we're all going together. This is so strange. Oh, they're so much bigger up close. What kind of geological formation is this, anyway? What caused it? An earthquake?
I don't see anything. It's just plants and rocks and sand and more sand. What am I missing?
I don't know, but all my hair's standing on end.
Someone walked over your grave. Jack, take it easy.
I didn't do this to take a gander at interesting geological formations.
Let's just take a look around for a minute, and then we'll figure out how to get back to the road. I don't like this.
Jack, Tom's right. I have a bad feeling.
Come on! You guys were all gung-ho and now you're scared? You think I'm gonna look over this ledge and just, run into Satan or something? Well, I'm not afraid of him. I'm Jewish. Watch, I'll prove it to you. Tom, turn the light back over here.
Please, just stay there.
Fine, then I'll just feel along this rock with my hand, without your help. Just follow this rock here and... Ugh! I just touched something horrible!
Jack?
What was that? Ugh, it crunched.
Jack, come over here, right now, and don't turn around.
What? Is it an insect? Oh god, a really big-ass bug that's about to bite me? A scorpion? Oh god, I have to look! Well, fuck me. That's a body.
Tom's flashlight picked out details first. A twisted hand. Skin, sun-baked and cracking, clinging to hollow ribs. The white gleam of a skull. The corpse jutted from a crevice in the rock as if it were part of the landscape. Bone dry and gnarled, it grinned at us, shriveled flesh pulled away from yellow teeth. It looked like something that had crawled up out of the sand to meet us, something left alone for a long time. My hand had touched what had once been an elbow. I'd shifted it, but it hadn't fallen. In the dark, it took a moment to realize it was staying upright against the rock because somebody had nailed it there. I've never seen a body up close before. There's no mistaking it for anything else. Even in that state, I didn't think for a moment that it wasn't real. After everything I've seen today, I don't know if I'll ever think that again.
Step away from the body. Both of you, now. I have to call the station. I'll tell them I was alone. That I found it by myself. Go. Now. And I won't mention that I was...
Go where? We have no idea where we are.
I'm not gonna let you get in trouble because of me. Either of you. This was my idea. It's my fault. I'll call the police when we get back and say I found it.
Don't be stupid. I'm not volunteering either, for the record.
Seriously, Izzy? Just go.
Make me.
You are both impossible.
How screwed do you think we are?
I'm getting arrested again, aren't I?
Not if we do this right. We can't tell the truth. Nobody can know we came out here on purpose.
Are you suggesting that we lie?
I'm saying that we have to get our stories straight.
This wasn't the first time I'd ended a night being shoved into the back of a police car, but it was certainly the strangest. We didn't look at each other as the car drove us back into town, but I didn't let go of Isabella's arm either. A trail of clues leading to what? A body lost to time? An unending spiral of mysteries, one after another after the next. We drove back towards the lights of superstition, and I felt like I was getting further away. From the truth, from my answers, and from finding Kate Millay. Above us, the night sky was cold and clear.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Superstition. Pocket Trick stars Kira Apple as Jack, Jory Taylor as Isabella, Dallas Mignot as Daniel St. James, and Alex Gallegos as Tom. It was written and edited by Sarah Kolb. Have you, too, gone searching through the deep, dark wilderness outside of your home to discover something old and terrible, throwing your world and sense of safety into question? Have you been in the back of a police car recently for an interesting reason? Or did you just like the episode? Tell us about it. We're on Twitter at PodSuperstition, or just leave a review wherever you listen. We love reviews. We covet them. And Superstition is now on Patreon. The show is acted out by a crew of really talented people, and it's written and edited by one tired woman in Colorado. You can support our work and get all kinds of fun behind-the-scenes stories, playlists, missing moments, and more. That's patreon.com/superstitionpodcast. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time for episode 7, A Certain Point of View.